fellow brothers and sisters. Hatred is a feeling, love is a feeling. Let's hate all that does not allow us to love. And we can do that just by getting to know each other and talking to the people. Who can you turn to tell your troubles? Tell them to. You can't go around wondering what it is you gotta do. You gotta be ready and willing to make a move. Nobody can push you if you don't wanna move. You suffer, cry, and hate, and live the American way. Fly the hateful skies of America, fly the American way. Gotta talk to the people.
Hey, good morning, Chip.
Good morning.
Good morning, listeners. Welcome to Community Watch and Comment, Friday edition. Today we got a very special edition as we prepare for Martin Luther King birthday celebrations all across the nation, all across the DMV. And today we have two special guests with us who will be participating in one of those ceremonies. And first of all, I want to say thank you to the engineer for his fine work. Thank you, Khalil. and the whole engineering team up there at PFW. As you know, we have relocated, and for the past few weeks, we've had some phone considerations, but as we progress, we work those out. So today, we have two special guests. We have Pam Rogers, Pam Rogers of In Process, a local ensemble, vocal ensemble. I'm going to share you their bio with you in a moment. And also, Steve Langley of the a cappella group. And we're going to be talking with them about their efforts to curate, you know, the history and the struggle of you know, of African American life through through music.
Music.
Mm-hmm. Through music. Okay. So first of all, I want to say good morning to Ms. Rogers. Good morning.
Good morning.
There she is. All right.
Hello.
And I also want to say good morning to Steve Langley.
Good morning.
He's a member of
Steve Langley. Now the group is Reverb.
Reverb. All right. And they're going to tell us about their activities. But first thing I want to do is, you know, there's an event coming up on the 18th, a celebration of Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday, which is the 20th, of course. And there will be a concert to acknowledge that historic day. And so the first thing I want to do is ask Ms. Rogers to tell us about this event and how people can find out more information about it. And then we're going to, once again, I'm going to read the bio of the group because it's quite fascinating. Okay, so good morning, once again, Ms. Rogers.
Hello.
Tell us about the event you got coming up.
So, you know, Martin Luther King would have been 96 years old this year, and if he had not been assassinated. So we wanted to celebrate Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday with the inspiring music that was a part of the movement he led. And recalling our event, you know, I don't feel no ways tired, because we feel that, You know, we've always been able to get through difficult times through our music.
The event that is true.
Yes, so, you know, we're going to bring that music and that energy into the space so that people can share and remember Martin Luther King. So we're going to be joined by the wonderful vocal a cappella group, Reverb, and it's going to be at the Metropolitan Community Church of Washington, D.C., which is located at 474 Ridge Street, Northwest in Washington, D.C., kind of close to Dunbar High School. It's not too far from there. And we're going to hear the freedom songs and songs of struggle by both groups. In Process, as you said, a woman's a cappella ensemble, and Reverb, a male a cappella ensemble. So we're going to just include everybody. And we want people to leave encouraged and strengthened for the work that lies ahead of us. So, yes, we have work ahead of us as we.
Oh, yes.
And we're just starting off this year knowing that. And also, for this year, let me just finish with information about the concert. So you can go to inprocess.org, or you can call 202-723-4612 for information. And this is the beginning of the year for us, that we have been singing as a group In Process for 45 years. We've been bringing the message of freedom and justice to the community. So we just wanted to really start out by, you know, acknowledging that our struggle continues.
Okay, let me share the group's bio, because it has a rich history here in the DMV and elsewhere. In September of 1980, 30 women joined a circle in a song workshop presented by world-renowned a cappella group Sweet Honey and The Rock. What was that? A twig off the old tree, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the circle narrowed, and in June 1981, participants in a quest for continual growth developed the group In Process and presented the first public performance using rhythms and harmonies born of slavery and adapted and nurtured throughout the sojourn of African people in America. The women of In Process lift their voices in the oral tradition to raise contemporary issues and the consciousness of all people. Their blended repertoire includes spirituals, gospels, jazz, blues, and historic and contemporary songs of love, freedom, peace, and justice. And In Process has performed in venues from Arizona to Vermont, and in 2025 celebrates 45 years. Okay, it's 45 years of doing this and supporting community change, in collaboration with the Village of African American Doll and Puppet Makers In Process, will participate in an exhibit at Sandy Spring Museum from April through July 2025. And also will be participating in the 2025 Smithsonian Folklife Festival with a performance at the Kennedy Center. All right, at the Millennium Stage, so y'all set your dates for that. That's going to be a nice one. And In Process, it currently has 2 CDs, which I'll tell you more about. And once again, we want to thank Pam Rogers, for joining us this morning to tell this story, okay? To tell their story. And the same with Reverb. We have Steve Langley also on the phone. And he's going to tell us about the group Reverb. And that's a male a cappella group located here in the DMV, doing great work. Welcome, Mr. Langley.
Thank you for having me. Reverb sprang from a chorus of Black men singing Christmas carols in 1991. and half of the group decided to keep singing and rechristened ourselves Reverb at that point. Today we are an ensemble of five singers. We've performed mostly along the East Coast, as far north as Massachusetts, Boston, as far south as Charlotte, North Carolina. And we've done tours of East and Southern Africa, the Persian Gulf, and the Caribbean. So that's the scope of Reverb.
All right. Once again, musical consciousness and hope and everything that we need, and especially right now, right?
Especially right now, yeah.
Okay. Now, we're going to play a quick song from In Process, so that you can get, for those who might not be familiar with the group, can get a chance to hear what they do. And this particular cut is called Woke Up This Morning. The title is Woke Up This Morning With My Mind, and it'll say it all. So listen to this, enjoy it, and then we're going to come back with some more conversation with Pam Rogers and Steve Langley. In Process and Reverb in the house of WPFW.
I woke up this morning with my mind. Stand on freedom. I woke up this morning with my mind. Stand on freedom. I woke up this morning with my mind.
Ms. Rogers, is that song also known as Find Your Way Home?
No, I don't know why that title is saying. No, it's called Woke Up This Morning With My Mind on Freedom.
Okay.
Well, tell us about that song. What's the inspiration behind that?
Well, so this song actually is based on a church song, Woke Up This Morning With My Mind on Jesus. A lot of the civil rights movement song came out of the Black church. So this song was adapted for the marching and the protests that happened during the civil rights movement by the people participating in it. And we learned this song from the Freedom Singers, who are part of the original SNCC Freedom Singers. That Bernice Johnson Reagan was a part of, which we lost her this year, unfortunately, but she was one of the main people who taught us our civil rights repertoire.
Hey, thanks for sharing that, reminding us about Bernice Reagan, and her departure from the planet this past year. Thank you for reminding us of that. To Steve, this is the sort of music that you guys and your group also emphasize, right?
Absolutely. We also sing "I Woke Up This Morning With My Mind on Freedom." We also sing songs from African American history going all the way back to the post-Civil War era of 1865. We sing "Oh Freedom." We move on through the 1940s and tribute to the Tuskegee Airmen, the World War II fighter pilots. And we sing songs directly from the Civil Rights era of the 1960s. Eyes on the Prize, We're Marching On to Freedom Land. So we land right there from our history on the shores of this country all the way up to right now in the contemporary issues of freedom and justice.
Okay. All right. And now we have, you know, quite a few issues affecting, you know, the Black community, confronting the Black community. Mm-hmm. And it's very important that these songs serve as a reminder of where we are and where we need to be. I was intrigued by the title of your concert, and which is what, we are not tired.
Yeah, I don't feel no ways tired.
Explain that to us.
Well, it's a very old Negro spiritual. I don't feel no ways tired. Mm-hmm. You know, and most recently, you know, it's been remade by Mary Murray, and you know, of course, it was recorded by James Cleveland. But it just talks about the fact that no matter what, we keep moving on. We don't stop. You know, we remember where we came from. And we just we're going to keep moving forward and remembering where we started from. You know, noting that we made some progress, not giving up until we totally become our society the way that it should be, which is equal for all people, which is not right now. You know, we just wanted to acknowledge that we are at a point where we need to look back and remember that where we came from and know where we're going. You know, gather strength.
And in consideration of the important holiday that we're about to acknowledge, the birthday of Dr. Martin Luther King, to both of you, what are the messages you would like for all Americans to hear from his struggles and why we should celebrate and acknowledge that day?
Well, I'll say that, and specifically, we have an original song that we do called MLK, which talks about not just his contribution, but where we are today in our community and the work that we need to do to honor his legacy. So it's important for us to remember the contributions that our ancestors have made and our contemporaries have made, and remind ourselves of the work that we need to do to honor them and to move farther.
And I think we can encourage our young people, you know, to know that they can change as well. There's a big change when I look back on my life, and it's been a long one, and I'm grateful for it. You know, I've just seen so many changes in our community, you know, because I recall segregation. I lived through that, and I see where we are now. And we know that we have a road to trek right now, making our society equal for immigrants and other people, as well as improving a lot of the African-American people as well. So we want people to get encouragement from what we have accomplished already. And Martin Luther King is an example of, you know, a person who led us forward. And we want to encourage new leadership to continue to keep us forward.
Okay. All right. And I would like to repeat the same question to Steve, because, you know, we have, it's very important that our youth who don't know a lot about these efforts be educated about them. And a lot of middle-aged folks have forgotten about a lot of the stuff that has been going on. How would you like to address that to both of you?
It's important to do the work that Reverb is doing and other cultural groups in the community to keep our history and our culture alive. Contemporary music is wonderful. We sing contemporary songs as well, but we recognize that part of our mission is to keep alive the stories that got us here and it will take us farther, and to connect those to the next generation and encourage them to tell their stories through rap, through hip hop, whatever platform that they use to go inside of themselves and talk about what they actually are feeling and what they aspire to, and not just to reflect the hopelessness and degradation around them. So it's to give them the tool and the courage to tell their stories from their point of view, because they are going to have to do the same for the generation that comes behind them, using whatever platform that they have to spread a message of defiance,
when you can,
hope, and positivity.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. Go ahead, when you consider what's going on today and what young people are living through, you know, all the issues in the community that our music touches, like homelessness, you know, of course, we were there through the AIDS struggle, and that's, you know, that has come to a point now where people can live with it. But, you know, there's also, you know, the just injustice against Black youth. And there's so many efforts in our community to strengthen our youth and teach them how to move forward in this environment we're living in. So our music is about all the things that are happening in the community. But we just focus, this particular program focuses on that. But during this year, we're going to be doing a lot of programs about the other issues in the community as well.
What about the resurgence? I'll say the resurgence because it never went away, mm-hmm. but the resurgence of racism in this country, and how Dr. Martin Luther King would have reacted to the blatant racism that we're witnessing now, the sort of like the open door policy or something, you know. Could you comment on that?
Well, there has been, you know, a government encouragement of violence against minorities of all sorts. So, you know, you have, you know, trans people and, you know, immigrants, of course, people of color. And this is a struggle that we have had from the beginning in this country. And even since the abolition of slavery, it just moved to another way, like the Jim Crow laws and those kind of things. And some of those activities are coming back. So you have the Ku Klux Klan resurgence. And we have to acknowledge that and fight back against it right now. You have to take a stand. We have to show our young people that we have overcome it before and we can overcome it again. But you got to acknowledge that it's happening, and you got to, you know, do the marching, the whatever, like the Black Lives Matter, all of those things that the young people are doing is so important right now. We really have to encourage that and even expand on that so that we can stop. I don't think that listening to the previous program. Fascism is against all people who are not white. And we can't, we have to understand that. We have to fight our own, fight our struggles, you know, for ourselves and for others who are in the position of being discriminated against because of their color or their difference.
Yeah,
and that's really what our music and our singing is about.
So, you know, when you talk talk about the young folks, the other thing I would love to hear from you to talk about, because you guys not only just present songs, but you encourage the crowd to learn and sing along, that you pass this tradition on through your audience. How important is that?
Well, it's something about the collective voice, you know, and just taking in the breath together and singing the same thing and commit to the same thoughts and actions that creates community and creates that the energy to move forward in a struggle. So our songs are very single. I mean, the civil rights movement was about marching together, singing together. And I think we are at that point again. Can't just march. We have to have that singing together. That will make us all strong. So we are coming. Our young people thought it's all over. But it's not. We have to just continue to breathe together to focus on what our goals are, to sing about them and to march and.
Yes, our concerts are not a performance, so we're not on stage to perform for people. It is a sing-along, and it's congregational style, as if we are in service, we are in worship, which we are. So we're going to teach you the songs if you don't know them, though many of them you will, so that we all can sing together and raise our voices as a community, which will be much stronger than if in process and reverb were just to sing alone.
Singing along and feeling that music is very, very, very important. Our youth and middle-aged folks can sing the lyrics of a whole bunch of contemporary music out there. Uh-huh. Let's hope they find, the importance and realize the importance of the historical nature of what you guys are doing and why it's important to keep that music alive and current, okay? We have another piece that we want to play for you from In Process after we share some information with you. So please stand by. You know, we're going to be coming back to our guests and talking about, the future, Martin Luther King and where we are, where we need to be and how you can celebrate, how you can participate. Okay. So you're in tune to 89.3 FM, WPFW, your station for jazz and justice. I'm Ron Pinchback, along with Chip Jones and our guest, Pam Rogers and Steve Langley, okay? In Process and Reverb in the house.
Dr. King was not just a brilliant and virtuous leader, but a radical organizer that fought against injustice. A leader that, just 2 years before his assassination, 63% of Americans viewed him unfavorably, including 44% who viewed him highly unfavorably. Monday, January 20th, from 5 a.m. until midnight, WPFW presents Why the Radical King is Needed Now More Than Ever. examining King's vision and action within the context of a 21st century nation that, as King warned, continues year after year to spend more money on military defense than on programs of social uplift, approaching spiritual death. That's why the Radical King is needed now more than ever, Monday, January 20th, 5 a.m. until midnight on WPFW, building a more equitable and sustainable world, one broadcast at a time.
All right. All right, this next track we're going to play from In Process, it's called Calypso Freedom. It's very energetic and very, very poignant. So we're going to play that. Hope you enjoy it. And then we're going to come back to our conversation with Pam Rogers and Steve Langley.
Freedom is coming and it won't be long. Freedom. I and I want my freedom.
Freedom's coming and it won't be long.
Well, I still got to rip off the Greyhound bus.
Freedom coming and it won't be long.
I got to fight segregation. Well, I just we must.
Freedom coming and it won't be long.
I talk about
freedom, freedom. Hey, freedom coming and it won't be long.
We must have
freedom, freedom. Hey, freedom coming and it won't be long.
So then I take a trip down to Alabama way.
Freedom coming and it won't be long.
But I met a lot of violence on Mother's Day.
It'll be freedom coming and it won't be long.
And I fight for
freedom, freedom. Hey, freedom coming and it won't be long.
Give I
freedom, freedom. Hey, freedom coming and it won't be long.
So then off to Mississippi with speed we go.
It'll be freedom coming and it won't be long.
That blue shirt, that policeman, he meets me at the door.
It'll be freedom coming and it won't be long.
I tell him I want
freedom.
Me there.
It'll be freedom coming and it won't be long.
But I go right down on my knees and pray.
It'll be freedom coming and it won't
and we'll
be
get
long.
Out.
Freedom, freedom. Hey, freedom coming and
we
it won't
stop
be
fighting
long.
For freedom,
freedom. Hey, freedom coming and it won't be long.
So I want my freedom and I want it now.
Freedom coming and it won't be long.
You gonna give me my freedom in this here
town.
I won't stop fighting for
freedom, freedom. Hey, freedom coming and it
give
won't
us,
be
give
long.
Give us our
freedom, freedom. Hey, freedom coming and it won't be long.
Freedom,
freedom coming and it won't be long.
Freedom,
freedom coming and it won't
well,
be long.
Well, one more time now.
Freedom coming and it won't be long.
Must be okay.
You're on headphones, right?
You're on headphones, right?
No. I was, but I took them off. Let me try putting them back on, but I don't. Go on here. Okay. All right. We're back. With Pam Rogers and Steve Langley. You want to tell us a little bit about that particular song and Calypso Freedom, Ms. Rogers?
She needs to unmute.
Yes. Uh-huh. So this particular song is about the freedom rides. People may not remember, but it recalls the time when, you know, once you reached the DC, you had to get on the back of the bus. You had to move to the back of the bus, and you, any place further south, you had to ride in the back of a bus or the back of the train or whatever kind of vehicle was going that way. So then the Freedom Rides, the SNCC Freedom, SNCC members and people of like mind all got on the bus and rode down. And when they got to Alabama, you know, they were met by the Ku Klux Klan and people who, you know, burned the buses and, you know, did other things. As a matter of fact, John Lewis was injured in that one of those struggles there. This song is taken from the song Banana Boat by Harry Belafonte, and he was deeply involved in the movement. And so he worked with the SNCC Freedom Singers, and they came up with this version of his song that's about the freedom rides going south, you know, to let people know, you know, that no matter what, they persisted, they went on down, they went to Alabama, they went to Mississippi, and they completed the Freedom Rides just to show the world that how segregation was enforced in the United States of America. And it really made a change in public transportation so that now everybody's able to ride without having to, you know, select that, you know, be put into a particular place on the public conveyance. You have to remember these kind of events because people try to enforce racial stereotypes, racial rules, those kind of things, you know, in many different ways. This particular was the Jim Crow laws that was involved at the time. And we have overcome the Jim Crow laws. And what we need to do now is get ready to fight for any kind of restrictions that are now put on people's movements. Mm-hmm. Around the country, the people's movements inside the country, you know, targeting immigrants, targeting people who are different. And it's coming, I'm sure it is, but you know, we have to be aware of it. And this song just lets you know that that was in the past and we can move this to our past too, but we have to be in the struggle right now. We have to be in the marches. You know, we have to pay attention to what's going on so that we can come through this period of what I think is going to be close to fascism in this country.
Right.
Yes, right now. Yeah,
we overcame the Jim Crow laws, but we haven't completely overcome the Jim Crow mindset. So people are constantly acting in that way.
You know, it's funny you should say that, Chip, because it used to be popular for young Black kids when they catch the bus, you know, go to school or whatever, they would always congregate to the back, you know, and that knowing, you know, that the significance of that, and I would imagine it's still being done. You know, they want to sit in the back so they can would do whatever, but
right,
symbolically, you know.
Well, that's part of the process is they, even though they may not show an overt law against something, they will use intimidation to make you self-regulate, you know, to make it uncomfortable for Black kids to sit up front, so they'll sit in the back on their own, and that way they're like, well, you know, we didn't force them, you know. So it's about overcoming the mindset or the unwritten laws that the society is constantly using.
The unwritten laws.
Yes, I hadn't thought about that. Mm-hmm. That's so true.
Steve, you have anything? Any thoughts on this?
Yeah, I was saying earlier about economic segregation. So now Black and brown people are forced out of their communities because they can't afford to live there anymore. And in many parts of the country, we have gentrification, where people grew up in a community, but the housing and rental prices are such that they are forced out of the urban centers into suburbs. And people who are wealthier, who tend to be white people, occupy the inner cities, Whereas in the 1970s, you had the suburban movement where people with money, white people, wanted a suburban life. But now we have reverted, and so you have this segregation system where if you can't afford your apartment or your home anymore, then you're forced elsewhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, D.C. has gone through a renaissance of sorts. There are more condos being built. There's no affordable housing being built.
Right.
Only condos. And they remain empty for a variety of reasons. But that's prime real estate. And people have been forced out of it. Affordable housing is nowhere in sight there. And so at least these kind of, let's talk about hopes, and action. Because hope reflects action, action reflects hope. Mm-hmm. If you're not doing anything to help yourself, then you're not hoping. Then what hope can you have? What are your thoughts, about that? How do we cross that bridge, in these times? Because these times are, with a new president, new administration, things are going to be different, yet the same.
Well, this is true. I mean, there are things going on already that were not the most positive for the people of color in the community. So there's going to be some change, but as you say, it's always the people of color are the ones who take the brunt of whatever is happening. But I do believe that we are taking action. I mean, just on Saturday alone, there's all these women's marches scheduled. They are in many, many locations here and around the country. And I think that people do have hope for the future. They're not giving up. They're starting off saying, we want to be heard, and we will be heard, and we will show you that we are not going to take it quietly. We're not going to go quietly.
They will not be moved.
Absolutely. And I was hoping that some of the people that are doing the march in downtown on Saturday would stop by, and sing some songs with us,
All right.
Encouraging march through town. And I think I heard they were in three different locations they're going to be marching from, at least in D.C. and then Silver Spring and some other places. So I think there's hope because our young people are out there marching. I mean, we're older, so we may not be in the march contingent. We're more like on the stage leading some songs.
are you saying our walkers don't move fast enough to march?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yes.
Absolutely.
The night after
we got to teach them to sing their own song. Oh, sorry, Steve, go ahead.
Black woman on Howard's campus, and she said about Kamala Harris, well, she didn't get it this time, but she says, I'm coming after her, and our time will be the next time. So that signifies hope, that there's a generation coming after us and coming after that one. And they're not going to give up. They're going to continue to move forward for justice and liberation. So there might be obstacles, but we've never let obstacles stop us.
Right.
And that's the hope that I have and that we have for the future. And we're going to use whatever platform we have, whether it's cultural, whether it's political, whether it's economic, to do our part to move this country forward. We're not going back.
That sounds familiar.
That's right. But they say sometimes the struggle makes the victory that more sweeter, right?
Yes.
Absolutely. I mean, there are, just think about, I think about, like, look at the African American Museum downtown, for example. That's something that just lets all people know where we have come from and what we can do. When you look at all the major accomplishments in this country, they've been done by African Americans. So, you know, we just need to let our young people, you know, make sure that they go to our places and learn our history so that they can know what they can do.
Well, they know what they can do, and they can do plenty.
And they can do more than we can do. Right.
Absolutely. They can do more.
Absolutely. And more than we can afford.
The both of you are very, very inspiring, and your music is very, very inspiring. So let's talk about the concert that's coming up. It's coming up on the 18th.
Yes, tomorrow.
And tell us all about it and how people can find out, you know, how to attend and such.
Well, the concert is going to be at 6 o'clock tomorrow, and it's going to be at the Metropolitan Community Church, which is it's on Ridge Place, which is between 4th and 5th Streets, right above New York Avenue. It's very convenient. And especially if you're down in the area marching, it's very convenient.
Stop on by.
Yeah, stop on by. And so it's going to be In Process and Reverb. We're going to be there leading the music. And we're going to do a special tribute to Martin Luther King as part of the concert. And if you want any further information, you can go to inprocess.org or you can call 202-723-4612. And, you know, we just want people to join us there because we want to encourage everyone to get ready for the upcoming events. We don't know what they will be, but we want to get everybody prepared. So once again, Martin Luther King concert and celebration from 6 to 7:30, Saturday, January 18th at Metropolitan Community Church, located at 474 Ridge Street Northwest in Washington, D.C., where you will hear the freedom songs and songs of struggle by In Process and Reverb. And we hopefully leave encouraged and strengthened for our work that's cut out for us already ahead of us. So that's my pitch. Steve, do you have more to add?
You said it all. You said it beautifully.
Okay. Now, also, you got some future projects and other things in the irons in the fire. You want to tell us anything about that?
Well, yes, I would like to talk a little bit about that. So In Process is celebrating 45 years. And to do that, we are joining with other Black artists in the community. So there's been a whole community of Black artists that have been around this whole 45 years that has created, you know, what we know of our culture today. And we're going to be celebrating that at an exhibition at Sandy Springs Museum, which opens in April. So it'll be In Process, and then the doll artists, and it's going to be an exhibit that highlights all the different areas of music that we have done. So there'll be like songs of justice and songs about homelessness, and we worked on the AIDS epidemic in South Africa movement, and just all of the environment, because, you know, we were deeply involved in cleaning up the Anacostia River. So there's so many areas that we have supported in our music and in our protests, and we wanted to share that with the community. So it'll be opening there in April at Sandy Spring Museum in Sandy Spring, Maryland. It's not far away. Right now, actually, there's a beautiful exhibit there called Testimony with the Black African artist from D.C. And if you can get by, it'll be there till the end of March. Just to show, it's the testimony is like things that have brought us this far. And it highlights a lot of D.C. artists, D.C., Maryland, and Virginia artists that are local. So there's so much going on. And arts is how we have always expressed ourselves. And to me, art is what remains of your culture. It's so important that you celebrate and be familiar with the art of your community. Mm-hmm. So go to the Sandy Spring Museum, visit Testimony that's there now, where you can see some spectacular work by our local artists. And then follow up with our exhibit that's going to be there from April through July, which is going to feature the it's in process and the African American doll and puppet makers of the area. So it's going to be quite an exciting year for us, as well as we're going to be at the Smithsonian Folklife Festival. And, you know, we're going to be doing some other song workshops around the city to encourage people to include music in their protests as they do that. So that's kind of our goal for this year, a celebration of our 45th year. So we're just glad to be here for it and speak for the people who have not made it this far, but also to encourage the youth to move, to take over and move forward in our footsteps. So that's kind of my overview of our upcoming year. Mm-hmm.
For that's very important. Very good.
Very important.
Culture is what binds you to your history and to your past and gives you the strength to move forward.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. I mean, it's kind of what remains. I mean, I think you have to, when you really want to know where you came from, you have to go somewhere where it's located.
Right.
To go see the evidence of it. And I was fortunate to be able to go see yesterday. I was at this exhibit of testimony. I was so struck by local artists that I knew, like Francine Haskins, you know, has this beautiful doll there that it's like a life size. It's called Nana, and storytelling, and it has all these books from our local artists and writers, you know, celebrating Black history. Right. So that's the kind of thing that people need to be really just be reminded of.
Right.
You know,
that's why they need to come see you. Cause I mean, that's what you do.
That's what we do. We celebrate our culture.
Celebrating the culture. Indeed.
Celebrating our culture.
If we don't celebrate it, who will, right?
That's right. That's true.
And we do enjoy it so much. And, you know, I know that Reverb is an ongoing commitment to the community as well as we do. So we just, you know, we're always available for community events. We support community events like health fairs and those kind of things. You know, we have supported the Anacostia cleanup. You know, we're out there supporting community in the things that need to happen in our community. And we continue.
If you have a community event and you're looking for music for that event, contact us.
Right. And
how do they do that?
What's your next thing too, Steve? You're doing something next?
They can contact Reverb, and that's REVS in Victory, ERBS in Best, at, this is the email address, LAN as in no, G as in go, song like you sing at AOL.com. So it's the first four letters of my last name, Lang Song at AOL.com. And next up for Reverb, we will be singing at a variety show on Saturday, January 25th at 5 p.m. This will be at 5656A 3rd Street North. East, that's near South Dakota Avenue and Riggs Road. There will be an open mic, so for all you performers, you'll get an opportunity to get up and do your thing, and then we are going to sing songs as a run-up to Black History Month. So we'll be singing the same songs we've been talking about earlier today. And the wonderful thing is, we don't know who the audience is going to be, but they may be expecting, you know, the contemporary songs from the radio, but we're going to share our history and our culture as our statement and our participation in this variety show.
And before I let the both of you go, Pam, there's another song. We're not going to have time to play it, unfortunately, but the song is called River Terrace Blues. It's about the Anacostia River and the neighborhoods that people grew up and lived around. And the reason I bring that up is because it was just announced that the river is the cleanest it's been
in decades, in
30 years. Yeah. And in your song, you talk about how, you know, back then, as children, you used to play in that river.
That's right.
You know? And you're part of the Anacostia Watershed Project.
Absolutely.
You want to say a little bit about that?
Yeah, well, you know, when we used to always participate in the Earth Day, clean up thing they would do down there, and we were down there, and the Watershed Society was like, you know, does anybody have any songs about the Anacostia River? And we said, no, but let's write some. So, you know, and actually my grandmother and one of the members of our group, Tia, grew up right there in that River Terrace. So we were like, hey, let's talk about our experiences.
Yeah. So,
the story of, you know, us growing up right there by the river, you know, because
right there by the river.
See DC as a river town, but it is. We live in a river town. People don't really focus on that aspect of DC. And now that it's being cleaned up, you see everybody going down to the river and taking over and, you know, all doing things that, you know, but we were always down by the river. We were always down at
Always down there.
We were always by the river. We didn't have air conditioning. I know y'all don't remember that far back.
We would go
there because it would be cool down by the river. Sleep out there all night. I mean, that's when you could do that. You know, it's not safe anymore. But I love that we got the opportunity to do that. And we were part of actually a film that celebrated the cleanup of the river. And it continues, and we continue to support that effort because we should have a river that's usable for all of us, not just because it's gentrified now, but, you know, the river always supported us with the fish and everything else. So now we can do that again. We can eat the fish again. We can, you know, maybe put our foot in the water. Well, a long time you couldn't do that. So
that's right.
Coming back.
Could not dip that toe.
You better not dip your toe in the river. It's all
political. Pam Rogers, in process. Thank you so much for joining us today. Steve Langley, thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure.
Once again, folks, they're doing great things for the city and great things for the culture. Check them out wherever you can, okay?
This has been Community Watching Comment.
And once again, thank you very much for participating this morning. We'll be back with you again next week. Chip?
Yes.
Don't go sticking your toes in that river now. Hey?
No, yes. You come back with less toes.
Come back with less something. All right, the news is next. Thank you very much.
You know,
once again,
nowadays,
all you folks out there,
thanks for listening. Seems like there's a lot of bad things going on, and I guess a lot of it, from the way I see it, seems to still stem from lack of feelings on our parts and how we relate or communicate with our fellow brothers and sisters. Hatred is a feeling, love is a feeling. Let's hate all that does not allow us to love. And we can do that just by getting to know each other and talking to the people. Who can you turn to tell your troubles? Tell them to. You can't go around wondering what it is you gotta do.
Dr. King was not just a brilliant and virtuous leader, but a radical organizer that fought against injustice. A leader that, just 2 years before his assassination, 63% of Americans viewed him unfavorably, including 44% who viewed him highly unfavorably. Monday, January 20th, from 5 a.m. until midnight, WPFW presents Why the Radical King is Needed Now More Than Ever.
examining King's vision and action within the context of a 21st century nation that, as King warned,